Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's pretty deep. It's back near the wall. It's gone. It's gone. Francisco Lindor. He may have just outdone himself. He has hit a grand slam.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And, you know, I'm really glad to give this Casamigos Big Shot of the Night out to Gerrit Cole. Cole World. Cole Life. Cole Blooded. 7 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 4 Ks, and a W. You know, my favorite part of the game involved Cole as well. I mean, John Birdie, who I just am happy to have. That ball is hit to John Birdie. He steps on first. He throws to Volpe. Mikel Garcia, who I've already mentioned, who was talking smack on his social media after the one lucky game that they won where Rodon, you know, gave it up and unraveled. They had one good inning, honestly. But Mikel Garcia, the same guy, sliding in to second base with his spikes up and trying to go at Volpe. And Volpe, Volpe tags him, gives him a little arm bar to the neck. And he doesn't like that. He doesn't take too kindly to that. But, you know, Volpe, he just pats him on the back, throws the ball, like basically tells him, like, go ahead, bro. Like, keep it pushing, man. And you see Cole's face, like Dad Cole, he's walking towards the scene like, what do we have here, boys? What's going on? And then you see Jazz come in, and Jazz had a quote after the game. You know, Jazz said about Mikel Garcia, he tried to go and injure Volpe. He was being a sore loser. He was talking a lot on Instagram and Twitter. I do the same thing, but I'm not going to go and try and injure somebody if they're winning a game. So you see Jazz walk up. And then the bench is clear. And when stuff like that happens, even whether there's no smoke or nothing really going on or not, that is a moment in baseball where it is like, okay, the game stops and everybody is on the field and you get a real good look at everybody. And it was just a reminder to me again with the Yankees, nobody really wants smoke with them. Definitely not like that. When you have Stanton, who's an incredible Hulk. We have Judge, who's the biggest player on the field. But then now you also have guys like Jazz, who's with that. Cole walking down to the situation, right? Soto running in. They don't want to smoke with these guys like that. They're really not trying to. I know the Mets definitely don't want to fight the Yankees. Joe is in Selby. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what's up, Keith?
You know, hosting the show.
Yo, congratulations to your team. I was going to say that. But listen, man, talking about not wanting the smoke, you guys do not want the smoke with the Mets. You know you don't want the smoke with the Mets. That's why you guys can't stop talking.
No, we're taking on all comers, bro.
You guys.
At this point, there's nobody out there. There's nobody out there. It's like there's nobody out there that I wouldn't. Like, if it's the Tigers, Guardians, cool. If it's the Mets, Padres, Dodgers, cool.
You guys sit there and kill the Mets. You guys sit there and kill the Mets for beating the Brewers. You guys just beat a team that lost 106 games last year.
2023.
106 games.
They have a runner-up to MVP on their team.
They have
a runner-up to the Cy Young on their team.
All right? You know you guys don't want that smoke.
No, we might actually get that smoke, and it won't be regular season smoke. It'll be postseason smoke.
We're better
because you guys love to crown yourselves in the regular season. Now you get a little taste of success in the postseason. I didn't hang up on him. I just want to talk my, you know. You get a little taste of success in the postseason. Oh, now y'all big and bad. Oh, now y'all tough. Now y'all run the city. Like, you don't want to see about it. Because the last time I checked, the Yankees won the Subway Series in 2000. If we rendezvous again and that happens again, you'll literally never live it down. If the Yankees and Mets face each other in the World Series and the Mets lose to the Yankees again, they'll have to do another, oh my God, remix.
Deal with this smoke.
I put you back on, Joe. Go for
all love, though, brother. All love. 100% all love. It's just nothing but good banter. But you guys know you don't want this.
Nah, I'm with whatever at this point. I'm trying to get a ring. I'm trying to be at the parade. Feel me? Chase for 28. I can smell it now. Chase for 28. We're getting closer now. Chase for 28. We're getting deeper in October now. Bars. My guy Jonathan out in Los Angeles.
My guy Keith, that's good, man. I ain't told you before, and I'll tell you again, bro. We ain't worried about nothing. And we ain't worried about no
don't panic.
Man,
don't panic. Bro. We just getting started, baby. Don't panic. I saw you game one. Here we are now after game four. Yanks in four. Yanks advance.
Facts. Oh, not only did we beat the runner-up for MVP, but also, like, two all-stars starting pitchers that most teams don't even have pitching, like the Dodgers, we beat those guys too, yesterday and today. I mean, well, today we beat Iwaka, but you get the point, bro. Bro, shout out to the Rose. They're an okay team. We beat them. It ain't our fault, bro. We just beating whoever's in front of us, man. And let me tell you something, man. Not being biased, but I thought about it. This team is stacked, bro. The bullpen is, oh, my goodness. Starting pitching, Yo, Keith, did I told you that we're getting Nestor, too, in this next round, too, and probably Rizzo back? Bro, how much healthier can you get, bro?
We haven't even used Heel. We haven't used King of the Heel. We're just keeping him on ice, like, bro, like, you know, let the big boys play. Like, you're sitting this round out, young man. Like, the Yankees are set up right now. They're set up to do what they got to do right now.
We set up really nicely. Thank goodness for that, bro. And let me tell you something, bro. I got a strong feeling this is the year, bro. This is the year. I don't care who it is, bro. It could bring the no pitching Dodgers. It could be the Mets that the light bulb is gonna go off this weekend. I don't care who it is, bro. We ain't worried about nothing.
If this is the Mets, the Mets gotta pitch their starting pitchers out of the bullpen. The Mets bullpen compared to the Yankees bullpen. What are we talking about? They're still revamping the Mets bullpen. Mets fans are not confident in their closer, their bullpen. We moved our closer. Now he's a weapon out of the bullpen. We got a new closer who doesn't even consider himself a closer. What are we talking about?
Nah, man, but we good, bro. I'll call you later this weekend, man. Hey, yo, quick question. Keith, who you got tomorrow on the Pods and the no-pitching Dodgers?
Padres.
Facts.
Padres.
Yeah, man.
I want the Dodgers, though, because if it's Dodgers-Yankees World Series, I'm flying to L.A. for one of those games. My sister lives in West Hollywood. It's going down.
You know we got to link up for
but
that.
But I just think the Padres... You know what? The Padres, like they want to go back in there and they want to give it to those fans. And I wish Ohtani no success. So,
yeah.
You
know. Yeah, man. But you know, that team is barely hanging on, bro. They got no pitching at all. No pitching. So even if they win tomorrow, bro, I mean, who knows? There could be a Subway Series in the horizon. But shout out to the Yanks, bro. Good dub. But like the great Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, said. The job is not done yet. Chase for number 28. Good night, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Jonathan, out in L.A. Yeah, job not finished. Job done, job finished. Job's not done. Yu Darvish versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yeah, I'll be watching that. I'll be watching it right here. Another 5-hour KM to AM. That's going to be a good one. But, like, I think the Padres are going to bring it to him. Yu Darvish is, I think Yu Darvish is ready. Yu Darvish is a vet. You know, in Japan, everybody in Japan is watching that game. Darvish versus Yamamoto. Shohei Ohtani, an elimination game for Shohei Ohtani's first year in Dodgers uni. $1 billion on the line. I'm taking the Padres. I think the Padres are just going to go in there and try and take those fans' heart, and they're still pissed off about them, the fans throwing stuff at them. Like, remember the scene with Tatis dancing in the outfield, giving, like, I just think the Padres are ready, and there's something about the fact that the Yankees, those are our Padres. These are the Yankee Padres. Kyle Gashioka over there, Michael King over there, like, I don't know. I think I also want to see the rematch of the 2022 wild card. Mets versus Padres. And I mean, not for nothing. If it ends up Padres-Yankees, I've never been to Petco Park. I might try to see if I could get out there. That's not, you know, that's another ballpark that I did not hit yet. I've been to 17 out of 30 major league ballparks. That one is on the list. And it's a beautiful place from what I hear. So 888-808-1019. We're just talking baseball. Jack is in Sea Caucus. Jack, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how we doing tonight?
Good, man. Hanging out.
Good. Well, let's go Yankees. I was really excited about making this call today.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a way different vibe. It could be a way different feel. We could be getting ready, you know, for a Saturday game. And nope, we're getting ready to host the American League Championship on Monday.
And that's exactly what I wanted. Yanks in four. So, I mean, we got what we wished for, and now let's bring on the next opponent. Like you're saying, it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, and we don't know when we're going to see Carlos Rodon, but we don't got to see Carlos Rodon on Saturday.
Yeah, and just really quick for the Mets fans, man, quit touching the money. The World Series isn't even here yet. Let's get through the CS. You know, we got a whole another couple weeks of baseball. Let's get that going first.
When you ain't had none, you know, when you never had some, and you get a little bit of money, that new money, you don't know.
I just wanted to call in and make a few shout-outs, so I'll let them live, but. A few shout-outs to make. I mean, I don't even have anything bad to say about Bob Costas because I was listening to the Fan the whole time. Shouts out to the Fan. It was great coverage and love having John back in for the playoffs. That was great. Then wanted to call in and shout out Anthony Volpe. I just loved how he stood on business when the benches cleared for absolutely no reason. But, I mean, like, I just loved how he didn't even flinch, and he didn't even flinch to the chit-chat either. So that was a great moment from him. And then the team just coming in to
Jersey,
back him up.
Jersey boy. Yeah. And he know he got Stanton and Judge backing him up. I'd be standing on business too. Like, you touch me, look who's coming through.
Exactly. Not a problem. And that's the next man I wanted to shout out was Giancarlo Stanton. What a series overall, especially on the road here in Kansas City. That's exactly what he wanted to do. And I'm glad that he's just, you know, getting hot at the right time. And then same thing for Gleyber Torres. I mean, those two guys, they get bullied all season, and they came through in this series. I mean, the worst thing Gleyber did was run into an out in game one, and the rest of the series, he was good to go. And then last two, Gerrit Cole today, you know, pitching a game we're paying him for, like, that's what's up. I mean, like, up until the announcers had to say that, or, you know, he was pitching the best game that they've ever seen, you know, he was really on track for it. His pitch count was low, and he was really, really efficient. And then finally, Aaron Judge. I think he's starting to square up the ball. And the one thing I'll say going into next series is that they're going to play more days in a row. And I think getting more consistent at-bats and just seeing more pitching, I think he'll start to get through then. And he was making solid contact tonight, so it's just a matter of time there. So loving the rest of the road. Let's keep going, and can't wait for the rest of the games. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Yeah, you know, shout-out and kudos to the whole organization, man. Shout-out and kudos to all these players. We are hard on them, but we also give them love and respect when they come back Monday. Like, the difference between this past Monday in the DS and this upcoming Monday in the CS is going to be up another level, and they're going to respond. It's going to be heightened, and they're going to be more relaxed and loose because, hey, they, you know, they won a series. They played for a week. They haven't been on ice for a week. I don't know if I said it on the radio, but I was talking to some of the gang. I'm like, bro, imagine going, like, just like your mind, right? Imagine going from an empty Yankee Stadium, quiet, and just the sounds of, you know, the bat and the ball and the gloves and workouts and just, you know, kind of going through the motions to, boom, Yankee Stadium full of 48,000 fans, cutting out the lights flickering. Welcome to the jungle. Shook One's playing. Fans yelling and screaming. National anthem. Like, it's just like, it's a different, it's a lot. It was a different environment. So now that they've gotten a taste of that, which, like, I know a lot of these Yankee players have been on this team, but there's still a lot of new faces in between. I think they're going to be better served for it. I can't wait for Monday, honestly. Monday is going to be so lit. Monday, you'll have game two of the NLCS as well, and you'll have the Jets over in East Rutherford Monday Night Football. So check for tickets. If you want to go see Aaron Rodgers and Jeff Ulbrich's Jets versus the Buffalo Bills, or if you want to come to the Bronx and see the Yankees take on one of the Cleveland Guardians or Detroit Tigers, I'd rather see the Tigers. But I wouldn't mind seeing the Guardians either. I know Scooble is like that. But now Scooble is set up the pitch tomorrow where, like, I don't know, taking all comers. We want all the smoke. The Yankees are set up right now. Knock on wood, they're healthy right now, getting healthier. Jonathan said, hey, we're getting Nestor back. We're getting Rizzo back, potentially. Like, good. Good. It's good to have options. It's good to have, you know, aces in the hole. It's good to have things in your back pocket. Like, who knows? We're talking about how good this bullpen has been. Could have Nestor coming out of the bullpen, a lefty coming out of the bullpen. Let's see. We're on the way. Phil is in Long Beach on the Fan. What's up, Phil?
Yo, Keith, first of all, I just want to give some flowers, man. Listen to you earlier this summer doing the color commentary, man. You were killing it out there, bro. I just wanted to say shout out to you, man. I really enjoyed listening to you during the games, man. You were killing
Thanks.
It.
I had a gentleman bring that up to me at the Devils game today, and it's funny. I'm just like, I don't recall it. There was a lot of it that I was blacked out for. I know I made some mistakes. I know I'd probably said something stupid, but it was just,
man,
it was an out-of-body experience.
I actually, in a past life, man, I used to do what you're doing, and I would have been the same way, bro. I would have been hyped. I wouldn't even know what
was going on. It's nerve-wracking. I was listening, I won't say who I was listening to, but I was listening to someone talk about how it's not so easy to do play-by-play, and everybody thinks they can do it, and people were criticizing Bob Costas, and I'm like, yo, I stepped into Susan Waldman's seat doing just color commentary, and I'm like, yo, this is a lot. They're handing you stats.
Yo, you know what? They've been playing all this stuff for Howie Rose the last few days, and you listen to Howie, even he's been doing this for 40 years. He says, I'm embarrassed listening to myself. So
it's hard to do, and Howie's on an incredible run, and Howie's on another level of, like, imagery, baseball knowledge, and just being able to literally spit the game to you and, like, illustrate it for your mind. But yeah,
100%. Anyway, bro, I just wanted to give you your flowers, man. So real quick, though, I just wanted to say, number one, you know, it's been awesome watching this team, but I'm a Yankee fan through and through, but I've been enjoying watching the Mets play too. I know a lot of people out here, like, you know, poo-pooing the Mets, but, like,
I've enjoyed it. I've watched all their games. They're fun games to watch.
Right, they've been lit, and like, honestly, I haven't had beef since, you know, Clemens was throwing bats at Piazza, so honestly, it's whatever. Like, I'm not even big about it, but what I was going to say is, like, watching the Mets play, one of the things I never thought I'd say, like, man, I kind of wish we were like the Mets, but all their guys, 1 through 9, they contribute. You know, you watch their games and you're like, yo, man, the eight man's hitting, the nine man's hitting this. And us, like, we haven't been doing that yet. And we're just, it's like every other game, it's like, oh, Soto hits. Another game, it's like, okay, Stanton hits. Another game, it's like, all right, here's Volpe getting a hit. But I just feel like now we're going to get in a rhythm. Imagine what we could do if all these guys start picking it up at the same time, kind of the way the Mets have been doing it. So I just kind of was wondering, you know, what you thought, like, same thing. Like, if 1 through 9 could start going, man, there's no reason we can't push all the way through. I think this lineup is pretty stacked. It's just, you know, some guys are 0-for-4 here, one guy's 2-for-4 there, one guy's, you know, we start clicking. I think everything's possible.
I think it's on the way. Thank you for the call and the compliment, Phil. I think it's on the way. Alvarez hasn't been hitting for the Mets, but, like, yeah, I mean, Tyrone Taylor will. And what it is, I think, with the Mets lineup is there's more length to it. It isn't necessarily just the bottom. It's just that, like you can get it from anybody. It could be Lindor, obviously, but it's also Pete Alonso coming through now, Jesse Winker coming through, Starling Marte coming through, Mark Vientos. Like, there's multiple guys that can come through for them. And, you know, Jose Iglesias, J.D. Martinez at times. I know he's, you know, a little, like, looking a little older and not as effective now, but during the regular season, he had his moments. Bader had his moments during the regular season. Brandon Nimmo, let me leave Nimmo out. With the Yankees, it really is just like, it's Glaber, it's Soto, it's Judge, it's Stan. Maybe Jazz. But, like, today, Volpe had a knock, and I'm telling you, I'm banking on Volpe in the championship series to have either, like, a gapper or an opposite field homer that really rocks the place, score some runs. Verdugo hopefully gets right. Birdie at the bottom of the order, I don't mind. I'm waiting for Cabrera. Cabrera was so clutch in the beginning of the year, driving in runs, hitting home runs, coming up with some big moments and plays. He's had his opportunities here. It hasn't really happened yet. But, yeah, you need length in the lineup. Somebody's got to get it done. It can't just be dependent on the top, but also it is dependent on the guys at the top. Those are your heavy lifters. Those are the guys that got to get it done. There's definitely something that can be said about the style of play with the Mets versus the Yankees. But like the Mets coming back from the dead, the Mets just having the will and this like ultimate like fight that they're never out of a game. It's incredible to watch. It's commendable. I think anybody would want to root for a team like that. 27 outs. We're not dead. You're not going to kill us. We're not out of it until you retire all of, like, you know, that's what everybody wants out of their team. I feel like the Yankees, though, like, in a different way. One, the Yankees shouldn't have to do that. The Yankees did have leads in this series, and, like, they grinded out wins. So why can't we commend our own team for having a 1 or 2 run lead and holding it? It's to me, it's the same thing, right? It's just the defense getting outs, the pitching coming in and doing the job versus, like, the offense having to bring you back from the dead. It's, you know, it's just the other side of the ball saying, like, no, we're not giving you anything. We're up, and the game's going to stay this way. 888-808-1019. Fleegs, let's break it here just a couple minutes early before the halfway point of the 1:30, 1 o'clock hour. I'm on till, you know, 2 o'clock, a little bit before then. Let's take the break here. I need to get some water. I've been yelling and screaming all week. I've been losing my voice all week. I'm like drinking tea and honey. I'm literally eating the honey packs from our kitchen in here. I'm all out of water. So I need to get some water and come back and continue taking your calls. C-Mac is in the bullpen. He's warming up. Yankee hosts on the nighttime at WFAN. We're going to continue to pitch shutouts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, yeah. 888-808-1019. I got 20 minutes here to wrap these calls up and pass the time. So I'm watching these guys party and celebrate. I'm watching them put on their New York ALCS shirts, and I'm just happy for them. I'm happy for us as fans, but I'm legit happy for these guys that play for the New York Yankees, because it is hard to be a New York Yankee. The pinstripes are heavy. This is the hardest place to do anything in the world. And these guys are doing it. They're doing what they are expected to do, but like, they're still going out there and getting it done. They're about to come home and host the ALCS. And it's funny, I took a call about Marcus Stroman, and will he be on the ALCS roster? He's in one of the videos. If you go to MLB.com, he's in there partying with those guys too. People are acting like they DFA'd him. People are acting like they cut him from the team. They sent him packing. Nah, he's not making the roster. He's still with the guys. He's still traveling with the guys. He's just not needed. Where would you have pitched Marcus Stroman in this series? They didn't even use Luis Gil. So don't worry about that. Worry about the guys that we have. Worry about the matchup that's to come, which we don't know yet. Worry about where you're getting your tickets, where you're watching the game, what your plans are. I'm definitely going Monday and Tuesday, but I think I'm going to try and set up a live stream somewhere to live stream, either join a live stream or do my own live stream for the away game. We did the watch party yesterday, which was cool. Shout out to the Creatures. Shout out to the Terror Squad. Shout out to all the Yankee fans that, you know, aren't stadium fans that pulled up. I think I had a lot of my stadium fan friends pull up because it's like, yo, what are we doing? But there was still a good amount of people that showed up. Shout out to Corona WFN for putting that together. Maybe we'll do another one for the CS, but I'm like, I think I want to do like a live stream reacting to the game. I just got to figure out where to do that. So stay tuned for that. Let's get back to the phone. Alex is in Bethel, Connecticut on The Fan. Hello, Alex.
What up, Keith? How's it going, bro?
Great. The Yankees won. I know I'm not going to go to sleep tonight. I'm just going to scroll and see as many videos and stats and celebrations and comments and all of that.
Yeah, man, it's like such a relief to see how the team like put together this series. G unit as usual coming up huge when the other bats were quiet. Like me and you've been talking about it like all season. How when the bats go quiet, G is there and he wakes everybody else up. And going into the next series with Gerrit Cole pitching 7-something innings, 0 walks, that's huge. Like I think we should feel really good going into the next series. And all these Mets fans need to simmer down a little bit, like act like you've been here before, and the World Series ain't promised to you yet, so I pump the brakes a little bit.
Just know your place a little bit. Just know your place a little bit.
Exactly, dude. It's been a pleasure to hear you all season, bro. I hope we get another 2 series for you to comment on and get us all hyped up about, and I hope to see you at the stadium for either the ALCS or the World Series.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-808-1019. So before the break, I was talking about like Mets and Yankees because, I understand Yankee fans saying like, oh, I wish we had that. Anyone would want that. Anybody wants a team that comes back. I use the phrase TWTW, the will to win, right? Like anybody wants that. But before the break, I talked about the Yankees grinding out these games and just the other side of the coin being like, having a lead and your bullpen going out there and giving up nothing, like that's exhilarating too. Like Clay Holmes is back in everybody's good graces. Like I said, when he threw that fastball to strike out Mikel Garcia and walked off the mound like that, I'm like, yo, hold on. I like that. It doesn't always have to be a home run to save the day. It doesn't always have to be a comeback hit or rally. Why can't it just be, yo, we have a tight lead or we have a tight game and a 1 or 2 run lead, and the game is over because we're closing you out, right? Isn't that what the Yankees used to do? Sure it is. So Katie Sharp put out, this is the second time the Yankees have won the ALDS with all 3 wins by 2 runs or fewer. This also happened in 1996. And you know how Yankee fans like to be like, if it happened in a year, we won a World Series, we're winning a World Series. Gus is in Ridgewood. Gus, you're on the Fan.
Keith, it's a pleasure to speak with you again, brother. How's everything going, man?
Great.
Just wanted to congratulate you guys on making it over to this round into the ALCS. Was actually DJing one of the watch parties over in Queens for a few Yankee fans over there, even though I'm one of the Met DJs. Just had a great time with them, and I was hyping up on the mic. Like, look, I'm really looking forward to seeing y'all in the World Series. I really am. It's great for the city, great for us DJs. Great for the, you know, great for the fan base as well. And it's going to be really, really epic. We're both 2 New York teams that clinched in 4 games. We're going to be facing off a team that has to go in a win or go home game, is going to be depleting their resources. And I got a feeling, man, both of our teams are going to take it in 6 games. I really do. And I have a feeling that we're both going to be, well, you're going to be clinching at home. We're going to be clinching on the road. But I have a feeling we're both going to be taking it in 6 games. And then when we get to the World Series, we're going to be having a lot of fun going back and forth, man.
Maybe. I mean, you might be speaking it into existence. This is all recorded. It saves on the app. Sometimes this stuff gets saved and clipped and put on Reddit. So we'll follow up with you, Gus. We'll see where we are in a couple weeks. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I don't know. I know nothing is promised. I know you can't touch the money. You can't get ahead of yourself. We don't even know who we're facing, right? Like, let's rein it in a little bit, New York. The Mets and the Yankees have made the championship series. We don't even know who we'll face, and we're already spending tonight talking about World Series, Subway Series, Mets versus Yankees. We can't help ourselves. We cannot help ourselves. Jake in Atlanta on the Fan in New York. What's up, Jake?
You know, what's up, Keith? Like, first of all, first time talking to you. So, I left New York. I moved out of New York a couple of years ago from the Bronx, and now I live down here. And the vibe of the city is what I miss the most, man.
The A. It's completely. I was just down there in late August. It's so different. You know, the best thing to me about Atlanta is the cost. Like, we went out to like a steak dinner with like 20 people, and when we got the check, I was like, what?
Yeah, that's why I relocated. But just like what the vibe it must be like to walk around Manhattan right now. It must be, it's going to be a good day tomorrow for everybody. So enjoy that. I miss that. And you know, it's just when you think of Judge and the way that he saw the ball today and the double that he hit, all I wanted was him to rip a double. And that was like a Judge double, like just your classic Judge double. It looked good. Then to follow it up with the walk, he's seeing the ball. It just gives you a good vibe going into the next round.
Yeah, stole a base, so he's not in a trance, right? He's not in his head. He's not. And you know, an article came out, I think Gary Phillips put it out, where it was like, you know, everybody that is around Judge and Judge himself is saying he's not pressing. He is lighthearted and joking around. He isn't stressing about it. It just hasn't happened. And that was put out this morning before he broke through today. So I think that all together is a good sign.
He always has those like little runs, these 3-4 games where he looks a little bit lost. And then that's all it is. It's 3-4 games, he looks lost, and then he gets right back to what he does.
So and he's a prolific home run hitter. So when you see arguably the best right-handed hitter we've ever watched just not be able to flick the ball into the stands, you're concerned.
You're concerned. You are, but that double looked right. It wasn't like he wasn't trying to do too much with it. He took it where it needed to go. It looked good. You know, the only thing is I you know, we're going to start playing more games in a row, right? You hope the bullpen has enough gas left, you know, so maybe a little bit of length from the starting pitching. Rodon needs to be better. But, you know, outside of that, like, just I enjoy it. I miss my city. I miss the Bronx. But, you know, you guys are there. I love it. Good luck. Like, I can't wait for this series. It just feels good. It feels good.
Thanks for the call, Jake. Yeah, you know, that's how I was feeling last night. I don't know. I was so confident that the Yankees would win tonight that I wasn't even in New York. I was in Newark. I was at Prudential Center watching hockey and, like, drove over here. The game ended, and like, I drove over here to watch the last couple outs, whatever. But last night, two nights ago now, you know, when the Mets won and the Yankees won, I was in Midtown, so I got to run, you know, from like Madison Square Garden and get on the train and then get off the train and run over here. And I did come across a lot of Mets fans, Yankee fans. And that's why I was just like, man, the city is alive. And, you know, it's hard to survive out here. And subway is dirty and garbage on the street smells. And there are rats and there are, you know, a lot of weirdos and other things that go on. And, you know, it's not perfect, but nights like last night seem and feel perfect and make it all worth it. Bars, I'm rapping. I'm about to go do my little football rap after this, so maybe I'll be able to knock that out quicker. The flow is coming. But, yeah, you know, I'm running past the guy to get to a train, and he's got a road gray on. And I just say, you know, LFG Yanks. I didn't say LFG Yanks. I said the actual words to him, and he said, let's go. And, you know, I'm seeing Mets fans that, like, their mood as they're walking down the street, you would think they're on something. You would think they were under the influence of something, the way that they were jolly and like hugging each other and smiling and laughing. They were on the high of watching Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam and this team being in the National League Championship. So, yeah, I guess when you're not in New York City and you leave or you're not able to physically see that, it's one thing. But like for me last night, I carried that energy with me onto the air because you know, a lot of times I'm coming from Jersey City, driving in and driving straight here. Last night, I was on the train twice, and I got to see the city. I got to see people on foot walking around. I got to see people with Yankee fitteds. I got to see people with their Mets jerseys. I got to see people proud and excited that their baseball teams are still playing, winning, and advancing. It's the most wonderful time. 'Tis the postseason. Alex in Linden, New Jersey's next up on the Fan. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, what's up, man? I was so happy to see you on Saturday for game one, man. The bodega was lit. Shout out to Becky. Happy birthday yesterday. Now that we're in Friday, happy birthday to her. Big win tonight, man. I think I'll be there for game two. Game one, I got to work, unfortunately. I had some serious FOMO last night. You guys at American Whiskey, man, that looked like a great time. Dylan Betances always been my boy.
Yeah, but Tansas was cool as hell. He was chanting with us. He was drinking with us. He took pictures with everybody. You were there in spirit, bro. It felt like the whole gang was there. Everybody was represented. Obviously, you know, we celebrated Becky's birthday, but We'll have more opportunities, bro. And you know, people got to work. Some people joined us after they, you know, went to work, and it was good to get a win. We got 8 more wins, bro. There'll be some other opportunities.
Heck yeah, man. I'll definitely see you Monday or Tuesday, and keep doing your thing, bro. The last week's been great. New York sports is up right now. Let's keep this ride going, Keith. I'll see you. I'll definitely see you Monday or Tuesday, bro. Take care.
One of the creatures, you know. I think we're really starting to bring the creatures from the underground to the surface, and it's evolved. And shout out to the OG creatures that are listening right now. Some of you OGs that I do see at the stadium, some of y'all that don't go to the stadium, some of y'all that don't even like the new stadium, some of y'all that don't even like the section anymore because it's not what it used to be. But, you know, we're evolving, and we're bringing the Bleacher Creature name into the future, and obviously it's synonymous with this team, and as this team goes, we go. And I just, like, I love the fact that we look out for each other. We're a family. And I love the fact that, like, we're actually, like, a brand now. We're actually, like, you know, making stickers. And next is about to be merch. And, like, we're putting out so much on social media now. And, you know, some of the OG creatures, y'all didn't have social media. Y'all didn't have Instagram. There was no TikTok. And now other people are starting to recognize who is who and what is what. And I know me, you know, me being on the radio, that helps a ton as well. You know, I get to be the voice for the actual Bleacher Creatures and put on for the real. Like, it's a blessing. Because I was running with the guys way before I ever thought I'd be on WFAN. And so now that I'm on, it's all gravy, man. It's all good because this team is good. Yankee fans are just on another level when the team is good, and then the core of the Yankee fans, the Bleacher Creatures, and now even the off branch, the terror squad that we've created, like, there's a lot that's going to be in store for us. Like, when I talk about doing a live stream, maybe I do a Bleacher Creature live stream. Maybe I find somewhere to live stream so you guys can actually step right up and meet the creatures. Mike is in Tampa on the Fan. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, Keith. I just got to give you props after game 2. I didn't call in, but I was one of those guys listening, and man, I was losing faith, and I wanted to call in and say, Keith, what are you crazy? This is terrible, you know, and you weren't hearing any of that, and I don't know, I don't know if it was game 1 where I just felt like maybe we got lucky with a few of those bases loaded walks, and then game 2 with how it unraveled. And I just said, man, here we go again. And I felt like sooner or later, Witt Jr. is going to get hot, and they're going to play their game and influence their type of baseball. And it was just going to unravel. And George Brett and the stands and all this crap. And I was losing faith. But you knew exactly. I mean, you didn't lose heart. So I got to give you credit.
Yeah,
and I'm excited for the next series.
Yeah, I was there because I was at the game. I think that helps too. And I just had a feeling. I'm like, you know what? And like Jazz said, they got lucky. I'm like, they did get lucky, man. Because we came out on fire. Like with Rodon, you know, the energy there. Even on a Monday, it kind of escaped us. The building got quiet, and you know, Judge struggling. But even with Judge legging out that single and some other little things in that game, I knew I was going to come here and people were going to be ready. Like, people were that night saying to bench Judge. Like, I took a call, someone said to bench Judge after the second game. And I'm like, are you crazy?
Yeah, I actually called McMonico that night saying, we got to get Judge some help, and we got to move. I forgot what I was saying. Swap Soto for Judge, Soto could help Judge out. And like I was getting all dramatic about it.
They hadn't played for a week. I knew. I just could tell. And I'm like, listen, they're gonna go on the road. That too. If you watched them all season, they were better on the road. I'm like, they're gonna go on the road.
That's true.
They're gonna wake up. They just went on the road and won 2 games. End of the series. I'm like, it's tough to play in Yankee Stadium. It was the Mondays of Mondays. I watched that game.
Yeah, you said it was corporate, and you said there was a lot of hard hit balls too. But I guess you don't get that feeling when you're watching it on TV. Right.
I was with a lot of suits and shirts and corporate people. Shout out to my guys at MLB offices and the Fubo TV offices that I was with, and some other people that I was with. I'm like, this is a game where it's like people that didn't make it Saturday are showing up to this game is a little cheaper. And then also people that like work in the city on Monday are just coming from their job after and to the game. And then, I don't know. I just had that kind of vibe.
And then I was making comparisons to Mets. Oh, they got heart. We don't got heart. Like, I was totally selling out. And you kept everyone straight.
Oh, they had one great inning. Thanks for the call, Mike. They had one good inning. I said that today. That fourth inning, right? After the Yankees scored that one run, they answered back. And, you know, their leader, Salvi, hits that homer. And, of course, you know, Rodon unravels. But that was it. That was it, yo. Other than that, after that, what did they do? They scored two runs last night, one run tonight. That was it. So, I don't know. Fret not. Have no fear. The New York Yankees are here. David is in Glen Cove. David, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how are you? Good to talk to you. Very glad the Yankees won today. And put together an award not to the ALCS. Two things that really stuck out to me or going forward. Gleyber Torres, you know, over the last 3 years, something that's really been an issue with the Yankees is having that lead-off man to, like, set the pace for the big guys, especially with the decline of DJ LeMahieu. I think Gleyber Torres has, you know, really resurged in the second half. It's really changed how the Yankees
I'm sorry, David, I'm losing you, bro. But, man, all respect to Gleyber Torres. I'm hard on Gleyber Torres. You know, and you're usually hard on the ones that you love. There was a point in time where I loved Gleyber. I mean, if we go back to the 2019 ALCS, I love Gleyber Torres. And it was a frustrating ride. 2020, him playing a little bit of shortstop. 2021, they tried to make him the full-time shortstop. Obviously, I remember one night, it was rainy being in there against Tampa, and he didn't hustle to first, and it's just like Gleyber Torres has the tools and intangibles and things to be a great baseball player, but he just can't put it together all the time. He's putting it together right now, and he's doing what we need him to do leading off, and he's doing what we need him to do playing second base, and he hasn't had too many mistakes or issues, so, man, credit to Gleyber Torres showing up, and, you know, he's helping the team, so... Props to him, Clay Holmes, Stanton. Like I said, it's hard to be a New York Yankee. We whip on these guys. We trash these guys, but they're coming through and they're getting the wins, and they're in the American League Championship. Coming up next, Chris McMonagle. C-Mac will take you through the next 3 hours. Yankee fans, call up, relive the game, the little moments of the game, and that's it for a couple days. We don't play until the ALCS returns to the Bronx, New York on Monday night. I'll be back on at 7 p.m., another 5 hour KM to AM. Thanks for listening to my show. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.